Lord spoke to me many things. When I return, the Lord will enable me to do greater things in coming days. And I'm really happy because the Lord connected me with Edinburgh Elim. Amen. And I'm staying with Pastor Arvin and Elizabeth's home. They are very nice people. Every day they are surprising me. Yesterday she prepared a wonderful Indian food, chicken curry and rice. And the morning she surprised me. So I thank God for their wonderful love. And may God bless them more and more. And may God take them all over the world. They don't have retirement. In ministry, for ministers, there is no retirement. Until to enter into kingdom of heaven, we have to work for the Lord. Amen. So I want quickly share few things very shortly about our ministry, what we are doing. We are doing a lot of things. So, but only a few things I want to share. In these days, a lot of persecution going on in India. Until last year, a lot of persecution going only in North India, not in South India. But from this year's start, persecution came into South India also, in my regions, Tamil Nadu state, a lot of churches affected. The Hindu fanatics, they are the ruling of a country at present. So the government, the power, and the police, and everything is in their hand. So that Hindu fanatics, they are attacking many churches, and they are in some places, they killed the pastors, and they beat pastors, and they destroyed the church buildings. And they are doing a lot of against things to church. This is very bad season for the churches in India. In the midst of it, we have strategy to do ministry in the downtrodden villages. The strategy is we are starting free study centers in the villages. Through that free study centers, we are helping children to study well. That is called free tuition center. In that free tuition center, at present we have 5 centers in 5 different places. Totally 240 children we are covering through this free study center. We appointed teacher for each centers. They are not full-time worker, but they are part-time worker. We are supporting them as a honorarium every month. And also, every day evening, snacks, drinks, we are providing to the children. We are encouraging all kind of children to come and study in one center. You know very well, in India, there is a very strong casteism. And all group of children, they don't like to come under one roof because some children, they think they are very high class, and other children, they may think about them middle class, then low class. So they don't like mingle with other children. But through this study center, we are breaking the casteism in all these 5 centers. Because we are showing the Christ love through this love, through this study center. And slowly, the children are coming. And the children's detail is, in some centers, some orphan children's coming. In some centers, gypsy group children's, they are coming. In some centers, leprosy patients' children, their children, they are coming. In some other place, they have beggars colony. For beggars, they have a special colony, and their children are also coming and studying. Apart from that, we select and interviewed with a lot of widows who are in the churches in villages, and we are helping that children to come and study through this free tuition center. Apart from that, it is open for all downtrodden children. That is our main aim. You know, city ministry is a hard in one way, but very, very hard thing is if we start any ministry in deep village, that's a very hard thing. Hinduism, they are standing against the ministry, and the casteism is a strong barrier for the ministry. So apart from all these things, through to do some important social work like this, you know, the people will be benefited. In one village, some of the Hindu fanatics, they rose and they want to say something against us. But because of the good work we are doing, other caste Hindus, they're supporting us. Hey, don't talk anything against them, because these people are doing good things for our village. So the God is doing a favor through a majority group to us. So we are doing this. For this study center, we are planning, and in many places, we constructed a building called Life Center. It's for multi-purpose reason, for free tuition center, also educational awareness, and we are giving a special encouragement program for aged people, and also we are giving love food once in a month and conducting gospel meeting. And slowly we started worship in that place. So this life center is called, we never call it church, because in these days we have to be very wise. If we say church, they won't allow us to build the church in a village. So what we are talking and telling, this is not church, this is a life center for multi-purpose. Then slowly we will start gospel preaching. That is the Great Commission. We can't stop it. So that is our ultimate. So through this project, all these things we are covering. And apart from that, the training program we are doing for pastors. Every month we are giving training to the downtrodden village area pastors, and they are benefiting a lot. And through that training, they are doing a wonderful training in their own locality. Every month when they are coming, we are providing food for all pastors, the good lunch we are providing. Then for bus fare or train fare, we are providing everything at present by the grace of God. The Calvary Faith Ministries, we are doing that. And we are praying to do that training program in a bigger level. For that, we are waiting and praying to God. Also, once in a year, we are conducting conferences for pastors. On that time, all the 200 pastors, definitely they will come. Apart from them, they invite their friends also. So last time, Pastor Dave came. You saw the picture now. When Pastor Dave came, near about 300 pastors came. And the whole program was sponsored by Dobby Elim City Church. And all the 300 pastors benefited a lot. So our agreement with Pastor Dave, 2 years once he is coming and conducting, but every year we are conducting. If Lord speaks to Pastor Alan Scott and Pastor Alan and team can come in future for training program and any one of the program, what the Lord speak in your heart. Amen. So, and from this year, the lot of widows, poor widows, they are really struggling with a lot of issues in our network churches from the village area. So we have planned and have a special burden how to equip them for the kingdom of God and how to encourage them to stand for God without any support, how they can trust the Lord and do some strong things for the Lord. So these are all the main things we are planning and working on it. So already I told about the Life Center building work. That is, we have a plan to construct 1,000 Life Centers. Now, this month, 2 Life Center work is going on. If Lord willing, we have planned to dedicate that two buildings in Kau. One is going to coming July end. Other one is we have planned to dedicate on August. It's going on. I don't know. I don't have any strategy, and I don't have anything. But I know only one thing. For secular world people, they have only one brain on their head. But for spiritual people, Christian, born-again Christian, like us, we are not having a single brain. We are having double brain. One is head, another one is from our knee. When we kneel down and pray before God, the Lord will provide everything. Amen? Amen? So that's what Calvary Faith Ministry works. Till date, it's going on. No strategy, nothing fleshly act, nothing cleverness or, you know, smartness from me. Just I am believing the Lord Jesus, and He is performing miracles for every need. Amen? Amen? So this is Ellis. This is our ministry. Hope you understand. Amen. And for to build one budget life center is £5,500. Through £5,500, we can build one life center in one village for multi-purpose reason. And it's for the glory of God. His kingdom should come in village, and we have to glorify God. Amen. And we are in urgent need. What is our urgent need? The number one is, I request you and I beg you. I request you and I beg you to pray for our ministry. How many of you know that my country, India, is in your Bible? How many of you know that? My country, India, is in your Bible. How many of you know? If you know, please raise your hand. I want to see your beautiful hand. Amen? Yeah? So I'm standing here as a representative of India now. Okay. I want to show you. Please turn with me, Book of Esther, chapter 1, verse 1. Book of Esther. I'm going to read that. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus. This was the Ahasuerus who reigned over 127 provinces from India to Ethiopia. So now you can see my country in your Bible. You can underline. India is there. Amen. Say hallelujah. Everyone say hallelujah. So you have to underline and please pray for India. So our urgent need is lot of persecution going on. But church is not afraid. Pastors not afraid. Anything happen, we are ready to face that. Because we know we have a great God. And the saints from all over the world, they are praying for India. Amen. So I'm requesting you to pray for the divine protection for India. That is first need. The second need is, I told you about the free study center. To conduct one free study center, we need £200 per month, the total expense to run one free study center. We need £200. At present, we are running five centers. We need £1,000 for every month. We are depending this only by faith. We are rely on God. So please pray. If the Lord speaks to your heart, you can share this with your Pastor Alan. And he is a good man for mission. And if you contact him, that help will come to our ministry to India to run this five centers in a very good way. Amen? Then the other need is, per per month we need £1,000 for these 5 centers. The other important urgent need is some people accepting Jesus from Hindu family background. When they accept Jesus, and the Hindu people, they don't like it, so they separated them. They are facing a lot of problem. When they are, if they die, they don't give the graveyard. So the church must provide a graveyard. So churches only, the mainline churches, Anglican, Catholic, and evangelical churches, they have their own graveyard. Churches, Pentecostal churches, they don't have one graveyard in all places. It's a great challenge for us. So now, I borrowed a small piece of land from one graveyard. We are managing at present, but that graveyard land is not enough. Now, seriously, we are working to buy a new graveyard land for our church. For that, £25,000 we need. By the grace of God, we raised by faith funds, and now we received. Before I come over here, this land on 11th, we raised £12,500 from India. Say amen. Amen. And the rest of the amount, the balance of the amount, we are in a great need. Kindly pray to met this amount to 12,500, the balance amount, before I'm going, if the Lord should any miracles, for me it is easy to buy a land within 2 months. Amen? So we choose a land and we are praying for the land. One of the Ely missionary lady came to India and I took her. She also visited that place and she blessed, and by faith she inherited through her prayer. So things going on, kindly remember this important need in your prayers. And other important need is we want you. If you are interested to do in for youth ministry, please come and you can do short-term ministry with us. You can come and stay with us, and you can do ministry with youths. Or if you are interested to do children's ministry, you please come and do children's ministry with our team. And if you want to give training to the ministers or church planters, you please come and do the your ministry with us. You can come for 2 weeks ministry, or you can come for 1 month ministry, or you can come for 3 months ministry, or you can come for 6 months ministry. Amen. Already one of the Ely missionary, they came for 6 months and they are staying with my son. My son, he graduated in Regents Theological College, and he's the pastor of Ely church in my city. He's planting new church, and so they are staying with him and helping his ministry. The same way, we want some missionary families from Edinburgh. Amen? Pray about it. If the Lord speaks to you, please tell with your pastor. He will communicate with me, and we can do the arrangements for that. Thank you very much. If you want to know more about our ministry, please note www.cfmworld.in. cfmworld.in. Some videos going to. Oh, you showed already? Yeah. Finished? Okay. Good. Thank you. Can I go for preaching now?
Yes.
Okay. How many minutes, please? 30? Yes. Already? Okay. Maybe 30 minutes or 25 minutes? Okay. Okay. Shall we pray now?
Yeah.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this wonderful day. And Lord, help us to meditate your word. Thanks for this wonderful God's presence, church. And speak with your people. Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, please, I want my sermon. It's coming. Good. The title of the sermon is Got it? Okay. Today, we are going to meditate on the title is, When It Is Grown. When it is grown. It is not yet grown there. Shall we read a word for sermon? Book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 31 and 32. Someone read for me, please.
But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They will fall away as soon as their problems are persecuted.
Matthew 13, 1, 3. 13, verse 31 and 32. Yeah. Okay, here the Lord's spoke parable. In this chapter, we can call parable chapter. He spoke a lot of parables. If you read verse 24, it starts, another parable he put forth to them. And if you read verse 31, it says, another parable he put forth to them, saying again. And if you read 33, another parable he spoke to them. You know, this chapter is with a lot of parables. But now we are meditating only verse 31 and 32. In this parable, Jesus talked about a mustard seed. Here we are seeing the name of the seed. What is the name of the seed? Mustard seed. Then, what he is telling, which a man took and showed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds. The second one is, he mentioned about the size of the seed. Number one, name of the seed. Number two, the size or the weight of the seed. That is two. And number three, he is telling, but when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. Point three, he is telling about the progress or the result of the seed. This is the sermon. So, I know you people understand what are the things in it. Is it possible to get my sermon? Next line? Okay. I need the sermon, also the pictures. Okay, thank you so much. Right, can we go for the first point now? The first point is, the name of the seed we know. What's your name? Brother?
Sama.
Samuel?
Samba.
Oh, we have a curry called sambar in India. So that's easy for me. You know, if you come and if you come to my state, if you say samba, and they will give some curry. Okay, thank you, samba. Samba is a seed. It's a name. Ellis is a seed. What's your name?
Eileen
is a seed. Alan is a seed. Heather is a seed. Amen? So the name is seed's name. So we are all like seeds. But the size of the seed is very small, very little one. Psalms 8, 4 and 5 says, Psalms 8, 4 and 5, what it says, someone read please for me. What is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels. What is the status of us? Many times people walk with a lot of big status, with proudness. But do you know what is our status? He made us little. Amen? Do you know the weight of your brain? It is not 100 kilo. Small. But it's very powerful. Because our Creator is very powerful. Amen. So we people are not able to boast ourselves. We people are not say any proud things about our things. We are ordinary people. But our God is making us to extraordinary way in our lives. Amen? So we are all like small mustard seed. We have to understand that. Your name is seed name. Here, Jesus mentioned about mustard seed. In that place, you can put your name and you can call yourself Elizabeth seed. Right? Ellen seed. So you can put your name. You are a seed. He won't put that seed into ground because he has a purpose. He has many purposes. Seed doesn't have any purpose. But seed has some life in it. When it is put on the earth, what happened? Oh, can I see now? You see, picture one. The sower put a small seed. Now it becomes little big, you know, and looking fresh. When you and me accept the Lord Jesus Christ, when we come into the kingdom of God, a born again experience, we were like this seed. You know, when I was born again in 1976, I was from Anglican family background. All my, grandparents, they were Hindus. Missionary Ellis, he came from England, from Methodist group, and he preached the gospel. My mom's father and my dad's father, my two grandpas, they accepted Jesus as their personal savior. They became a strong disciples of Christ through Missionary Ellis. That's why I'm having that name, Ellis. I'm proud about it. Amen. And my parents, they are second generation. They followed the Anglican church. And by the grace of God, from that family, the Lord chose me to become a Pentecostal. Amen. Anointed person. I'm the first person from my family to receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I was make a big war in my family members. Because they are with their own tradition. But the Lord used me to break all tradition. But the next generation, so we are third generation. My son, he's Elim pastor now in India. Say hallelujah. The fourth generation, how things are going? When I accept Jesus, when you accept Jesus, our life was like this. Greenish. Happy. Very happy. Very joyful. And after a few years, we have to grow well. But sometimes what happened, please put the second picture, please. We will grow like this. After that, we stuck. Not grow more. This plant is, contained with a small pot. Or small bucket. Okay? So apart from that, no growth. Many times, the Christian brothers, they are greenish like this plant. And they are not with a broad-minded or broad way. They are with a short circle, like the pot. And they always think about themselves. And always think about husband, children, wife, honey. And honey's money. Honey, money is very important for honey. Okay? All over the world. If you accept, say amen. Okay. Why the sower put the seed? It is not his purpose to grow only limited way like this plant. It is not the purpose of God. But it is thinking its growth is end. If you watch it very carefully, there is a small bird sitting under the shadow of this tree, plant. Are you seeing that? Are you sure? You are seeing anything? There is no shade. No shadow. There is no even small baby bird. But it is giving good look to others. Is it any useful? It is useful for itself, but not useful for even small bird. No flowers. No fruits. If big crow come and sit on that, it will bend. Because no strength in it. Or if you are your last son, small son, you are not his son, wants to climb up this, what happened? Finish. Because no power, no strength. It is not able to bear anything. So many church members' life is like this plant. Please check yourself. And the next picture we are going now. It is very, very big grown-up tree. Amen? Now you can see their shadow. Amen? So what this scripture says, verse 32, which indeed is the least of all the seeds. Its beginning was very least. The seed's origin was very small. The story started with very small. But now it has a big testimony. The seed has a big testimony. What is the testimony? But when it is grown, that is the title of the sermon. When you grow, what will happen? The church growth is based with each individual's growth. If you grow, church will grow. If you are not grow like the previous plant, the tank plant, church will grow. Many people always point out to pastor, why our church is not grow well? I have answer now, because of you. Amen. Because the person who is asking the question doesn't know about his own personal growth. The people are coming to the church and singing and praising and giving something for mission or anything, and they are thinking their duty over. And we can see them maybe next week, or some people are coming to the church alternating. That's not the way. That's not the proper Christian life. You should be very strong in the Lord. And you have to commit to grow in your Christian life. And this small seed, mustard seed name, now the size was very small. Now it's grown. When it's grown, what happened? It becomes a tree greater than other herbs. I tell you, you have a special message on this word. Dear brother, dear sister, the Church of God, Elim family, please listen. The Lord chose you because He wants to make you, He wants to make you greater than other people, other neighbors, other country, from other of your own family members. He wants to make you greater. Amen. We people are ordinary people, but God makes us extraordinary people. Say amen. Amen. You know, I was born in a very, very ordinary family. My dad was a carpenter, 6 people in my home. Eating is not easy thing in my home when I was grown, small boy. Oh, I really faced a lot of starving in my life. I know what is starving. When I was studying, no support for me. That's why through Good Life Child Project, now we are helping many, many children for their education. Because I affected a lot when I was studying. No proper clothes, no proper uniform. If teachers asked me to buy some new ones or new items for school material, no one can support me. Because one income, my father earned small income. We are 6 children in the house, and my parents, mom and dad, 8 people. No way. But now, He anointed me with the Holy Spirit, and He gave me the great richness of the promise of God. He filled me with His promise. Without nothing. I'm not rich family background. Without nothing. Past maybe about from 2000, year 2000, I'm traveling more than 17 countries. I was not studied in an English medium. I was studied in Tamil medium school. Before 2000, year 2000, in 90s, if anyone come and started to talk with me in English, I will escape because I don't know to reply. I was not able to write even one page. But when I was in that situation, one prophet came and put his hand on me And he prayed, the Lord is going to take you all over the world. I started to laugh. Why this problem? I don't know anything. I don't have money. How Lord is going to take me? I was laughed. And after a few years, I went to another place. There is a very senior pastor. And when he was praying for me, he laughed terribly. I told you that I'm going to take you all over the world. You laughed. This time I got fear. Oh, how this man knows that I laughed previously. And then I became very serious. And after that, he said, I am the Lord your God. I will take you to the nations. I said, if you want, I'm ready. After that only, I applied my passport. After that only, I tried to read English Bible and Tamil Bible. If I read only English Bible, on that time I don't know anything. I read many times, not able to understand. Then what I did, I read one chapter in Tamil and English, and English and Tamil. I don't know. The anointing helps me to come until to this level. Amen. What I want to say is, small seed. He put for his purpose. When it grows, it's greater than other herbs. I was studied with 120 students in Bible Institute in 1976 and 77. From that 120 students, the Lord make me greater than other students. The reason is, God has purpose. I tell you strongly, dear brother, sister, God has purpose on you. You should grow. You concentrate about your personal growth. Pray for your growth. Many times we people seeing others. Oh, he is not good. He is not good. She is not good. It is an international problem. Not only in India. I traveled to America also. In America, I saw some people. They are blaming others. God never called us to blaming others. He called us to concentrate ourselves, should grow like this tree. What this scripture says, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. Amen? You see, there is a lot of shadows. Everyone say shadow. It gives shadow. Amen? If you live, you will come to know about the, you know, the blessing of shadow. Hallelujah. Here, it's a cool weather. How to enjoy that? But country like India, if you come under the tree, then you will relax. The scientists discovered very recently the people who are living very near to the trees, they are getting a lot of healthy in their body. When you come under shadow, the shadow will give you good health. Amen. What is the call of the church? Church should grow like this strong tree, and the church must give shadow to others. To how many? No number, no limitation to anyone. As you said already, this church is for nations. Amen. So the call of your life is, or the purpose of your life is, you have to give shadow. If you go under a tree for shadow, it makes you cool. Many people living in this world with tension, stress. Many people with a lot of depression. But the Lord wants to use you to make them very cool. Everyone say, cool. Amen. Once again, cool. A few years back, I came to England and preached Chelmsford Elim Church. After my preaching, one young girl from Australia, after my preaching, she ran to me and hugged me and she started to cry. It was not the custom in India to come and hug to the pastor. So at that time, my wife and my daughter also came with me. And girl, you are like my dad. Today, through your preaching, the Lord released me from my stress and depression. I am released now. I want to thank you. Say hallelujah. A lot of people, they are longing to get a shadow from your life. Your one word can deliver others. Your one smile can heal others. Your one small touch can change many things in others' life. Your touch is not ordinary touch. You know, when I, yesterday I went to the church of Scotland, pastor took me to different places. He showed me one thing, pastor. There was a small board, and the Scotland church remembered in 1984, 1,000 people died in a gas accident in North India, Bhopal. And the Scotland churches really, they had those families. They wrote something about that there. Amen. I thank God for the role of Scotland churches for the global evangelical work in past many years. Say hallelujah. Amen. It's a good history. You have a good history about your country. And you have a respectful tradition about your country. Amen. So today you have to commit to grow. Pray more. Study word more. And you may be doing few things. It's not enough. Don't stop it. Grow more. Do more. The 10 virgins, they never go with limited things. The 10 virgins, when they go to meet, the Lord, groom, they went with extra oil. Everyone say extra oil. So you have to do extra things in these days. Don't limit. Maybe you are doing good things. Few things you may be doing in these days. But it's not enough. Do extra things. Plan for extra things. Go for the next level. This church must go for next level. This church must go to the new dimension. Because already the glory, the light has come. These are the days you have to raise and shine. Everything has come into you. Install you already. When you commit, he is ready to install everything in your life, and you have to raise and you have to do a lot of things for God. And in this tree, the scripture says, birds of the air come. How many birds? We don't know. 100? No limitation. Maybe 1,000? No limitation. Maybe Australian birds? No, only Australian birds. Maybe New Zealand? Yes, Australian, New Zealand, Bahamas, America, India. Pakistan. We don't know from which country birds. The birds, they won't worry because no need of passport. No unnecessary for to get visa. Because it got direct permission from God. And he fly. Amen? You see, this tree never write a petition to give to the police station. This tree never do that. This tree put the petition. Oh, police officer, please control all these birds. Only 100 birds I can bear. But many thousands of birds coming and sitting on my head. It is headache for me. So please stop it. It never give any complaint to any police station. How much? No problem, because this tree is very strong. Say hallelujah. So we people are always limit ourselves. Don't limit. The anointing will help you to bear anything. Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. When I confess about the constructing 1,000 life centers, people are laughing and some people are asking, do you have any strategy? No, Holy Spirit is my strategy. And do you have any people behind you? No, in front, in back, I have only my Jesus. He is my background, he is my front round. Everything's only Jesus. I tell you what Paul says. I can do all things through my Christ. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you have to underline all things, not limited. This tree bearing anything because it is grown up. It is grown tree and it is very strong. When you become very strong, anything happen, you won't bother about it. Nowadays, the church members, if they affect any small things, they flattered. Sometimes 3 weeks, 4 weeks, the people not coming to the church. If you inquiry, small things may happen. They offend a lot, not able to walk in Christ. But I pray to God in this wonderful time, may the Lord strengthen you strong. Yeah. Anything happen, it can. But God calls you to stand for him very strongly. In India, a lot of persecution coming. Last month of May, beginning, my team members, they told me, if we conduct a vacation Bible school for children, we may face problem. So can we stop this year? And I called two directors. Two directors we have. Vacation Bible school directors. No, we won't stop this year. If anything happened, first you die for this year. Maybe next year she can die. So commit your life for martyr, for VBS program. Are you ready? And they are laughing. Oh, pastor, what about you? Oh, I will be later. Because the persecution going. But I told them, no problem. Whatever things will come, it's not a problem. We will stand. And I put a special form this year and get signature from the parents. We got 130 children, 95% children from Hindu family, non-Christian family. Amen. Amen. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we strong, the Lord strengthen us. For us, it is easy to stand for God. Amen. I pray to God to make you all very strong. Amen. Amen. My next point is, yeah. You don't want one more point? Yeah. It's a Galatians 6:2, please read someone. Galatians 6:2. Sometimes food is tasty, you can take some extra food, it's not a problem. Galatians 6:2. Yeah, this is the thing we have to do. Carry another's burden. We have to carry one another's burden. Amen? I know you people have a great heart for mission. Already you are taking burden for different nations. And now extra burden, you are going to include India now. So take our burden. And we have to carry each other. So whatever your spiritual need, send as a prayer request. We have everyday prayer team in our church, every day. Morning one team will come and pray. Evening one team will come and pray. And we will inform them. And they will pray for your needs. Amen? The same way, remember us in your prayers. Pray for one another. Carry others' burden. Amen? Then finally, now I'm going to finally. Galatians 5:22, please. Galatians 5:22, and go to the other picture. Next picture, please. Yeah. Galatians 5:22. Yes. Now we are seeing and reading fruit of the Spirit. Now the tree became with a lot of blessings. Now you see, a lot of mangoes. And go to next picture, please. You see, different color mango. Then, you see, beautiful mangoes, sweet mangoes. Do you like this? If you give fruits, people like you very much. Many times some people seeing us and they will show their face like this and they are going. They don't like to talk with us. If we show our love, if we give the help to others, if we give spirit of fruits like this tree, many people will come. When church grow, how church grow? When you became like this tree, more people will come surround you. And through you, a lot of people will enter into this church. It's a simple truth. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now the question is, how this church going to grow? When? How? When? When you started to give fruit, and then many people will come. You know, now we are seeing this. People won't allow this tree like this. They will stone. Why they will stone? To get mango. Sometimes they will put some sticks on that. Why? To take fruits for them. Many times, it is a sign for you if people started to stone, talk against you, then you understand your season started. Oh. Amen? Your season started. Yeah. What is the season? Fruit-giving season started. That's the reason many people talking you, many people hurting you, many people stoning you. If you don't have anything, no one can touch you. If you're bearing fruit, people will stone you. People will do something against you. Amen. Amen. So the Lord will give you bearing spirit. In the midst of everything, with joy, you will produce fruits. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. I know. If you forget, Never forget these pictures. You never forget these pictures. Keep these pictures in your mind. Maybe if the Lord help me, if the Lord bring me again here in this Edinburgh church, Elim Church, I will preach and teach more. Amen? Amen. May the Lord bless you all. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you, Pastor Ellis. Will we pray for this man and pray for ourselves? If you know, I want to ask you to stand. If you're standing, you're indicating your willingness to pray for Pastor Ellis, but also within that this morning to be saying, you know what? Oh, I already got your standing. Some of you might want to sit down again. Say, you know, I am committed to grow. I am committed to be all that God's got planned and purpose for me. Yeah? Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for Pastor Ellis. I thank you for the ministry, and I thank you for all that you're doing in him and through him. Lord, I thank you for the word from heaven that he has brought to us today to stir us and to challenge us, to bring the reality, Lord, that you have appointed us to be fruitful. Lord, help us to be fruitful. Lord, that you have appointed us to be strong. Lord, help us to be strong. Lord, that you have chosen us to grow. Lord, help us to grow in the things of God for your name's sake and for the sake of those, Lord, who don't know you yet, who need to know the shelter and the love and the protection and the goodness of God. Lord, who need to see the reality of God's love in action. Father, I thank you for the example that Pastor Ellis is of love in operation. Lord, in India, of being able to reach out to those who would be discarded by many, to love those who would be unloved by many, to feed and to care and to teach and to train. Lord, bring your kingdom. And Father, we do pray for the accelerated growth and advancement of your kingdom. Amen. Through the ministry.
Hallelujah.
Lord, keep him safe, keep him well. Meet every need and every provision that they have. We thank you for the vision. We thank you for that vision becoming reality in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we will commit to praying, commit to support, Lord God, and being a part of this ministry, even though we may be miles away. Lord, help us. Let us be creative. Let us be committed. I pray in the name of Jesus for your blessing to rest in us all now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
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 God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
Worship team, will you give us one song as we head out? I know, thank you for staying with us and remaining with us. Tea and coffee will be in the hub downstairs as soon as we're finished, if you are able to stop with us. God bless you. What have we got, Fiona?
Glorious day.
Glorious day. That'll work.
life. He was.